This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
It's 101.9 Chai FM. One of the concerns that many businesses are facing is the loss of qualified people, especially executives, as they leave for overseas, as they look at South Africa and wonder if this is where their future is or should be. A very, very big concern. Well, there is also the threat of a change in law and change in disclosure that could make this worse. Jaden Crom is attorney and associate at employment law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you, Howard?
I am well, thank you. So first of all, give us the context. What is South Africa looking like at the moment in this space?
So at the moment, what's happened is this is the second set of amendments going from the 2018 bill, which is the Draft Companies Amendment Bill. And they are the first real substantial set of amendments to the Companies Act of 2011, which is often referred to as the New Companies Act. And I think to set the scene, what we have to realize is that South Africa does have problems with unemployment. We do have a massive inequality gap, and the wage gap is something that does need to be addressed. And while this bill has received a lot of harsh feedback, I think that the main contentious point and what a lot of people have really been harping on about will ultimately bring South Africa and the company law legislation in line with international best practices. And it's not completely out of kilter with what we've come to expect from the rest of the developing world and the developed world. That being said, I think that what is not considered is that South Africa has a very, very unique situation compared to the developed world in terms of its record unemployment and inequality. And I feel that those points have not necessarily been addressed.
So why would this now make it worse for people, for senior people, for qualified people?
So ultimately what we're talking about is an amendment to Section 30, Cap A of the Companies Act that states that state-owned and public entities must disclose the remuneration of their directors at prescribed offices. And the way that it's expressed would be as follows, that the highest and lowest paid employee be compared and that the gap between the top 5% and the bottom 5% in terms of remuneration be expressed as a ratio. This will basically flow from the way that it will flow is that it would be part of a remuneration policy, an implementation report and a remuneration report, which will all be approved at board level. And at this stage, it's also not clear whether this will be a pre or post-tax figure, and that is ultimately what South Africans have become concerned about.
Isn't this just a move towards socialism?
It could be, but like I said, I think it brings it more in line with what we've come to expect in terms of international best practice, the King IV report, and corporate governance, which is something that is sorely needed in this country. And I think as concerned citizens, we do need to take into consideration that there are issues in inequality and the wage gap, and we should always be conscious of and prepared for how to deal with the exploitation of workers, particularly given our political history.
So how could that be achieved in a way that would still encourage people to stay in the country and not try and find positions elsewhere?
So Howard, that is exactly the question that the drafters of this legislation need to be asking is, how are we going to attract and retain our skilled executives to stay in this country, especially now that skills are becoming more homogenous, people are easily transferable across jurisdictions? How are we going to retain these skills? And for example, the same kind of metrics could be determined, and even better metrics in terms of our country's specific political climate. If we took, for example, a comparison of the highest paid salary against the total number of employees employed, the total contribution to SARS, the total remuneration paid to all employees, contributions to the state, for example, enterprise development, CSR and CSI. So those would be a lot better mechanisms to gauge where we're at as a country in terms of corporate governance, rather than the way that they've done it now, which is really a value-for-value comparison that doesn't show the inherent complexities involved in, for example, determining an executive's income, which is based on risk, strategic goals, KPIs, that span often more than just a year or a 3-year period and is definitely not paid per hour. So that rand for rand comparison is something that unions and a very unionized environment like South Africa would ultimately lead to exploitation and ultimately will create division rather than cohesion in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. And is there an openness to talk about these things?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the draft bill is currently only in draft format, and there's a lot of discussion going on around it. Since the 2018 draft, there have been substantial amendments that have provided clarity, that have really tweaked the bill in the right direction, many feel.
Are you seeing in your practice that there are, that your clients are dealing with this, where we have a number of people leaving, people being enticed by offshore companies?
Yes. So we've seen it quite a lot, actually. It is one of the biggest concerns, and it is something that has been on the cards for a long time. This brain drain of professionals and skilled employees is something that is definitely something that our clients, as well as not only our clients, but our firm as a whole, is also trying to grapple with at the moment.
I would love to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019. How serious is this problem? That is what I want to know from you. And do you have a suggestion as to how it should be dealt with? Jaden Crom, attorney and associate in employment law at Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer, chatting to us this morning.